sit with Halacha. Don't even have time to sit Halacha.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think it's on. Just make sure, okay?
Yeah, I'll check it on the other side.
Okay. Boisai, because of the situation today here with the setting up, first of all, we have not enough light. And not enough light, but we're trying to fix that. Secondly, Ronnie's not here to set up, so we've been trying to do our best. Thirdly, we've got a Rosh Chodesh collection afterwards for those of you who could be Mishtatef. And fourthly, I haven't got time to say my halacha, so I want to say something just to you, which just to mention something. You know, I've been saying many times that one of the obviously Lashon Hara is a very bad thing, Rechilus is a very bad thing. Lashon Hara and Rechilus by the Shabbos table is even worse. Yeah, it's not something, right, everybody's sitting around the table and it's very easy to want to catch up on the news and to hear the things that went on in Beis HaMedrash and to have discussions about things that are going on in town. And obviously the Shabbos table in a way can get spoiled that way. So I was always encouraging people. I said, if you want to speak Lashon Hara at the Shabbos table, I mentioned a few times, speak about Goyim. So speak about Trump, speak about Biden, speak about Starmer, the time speak about Johnson, v'chulei, yeah, because there's no issur Lashon Hara speaking about Goyim. And if it's a choice between speaking about Eden or speaking about Goyim, and you have to have some sort of divrei chol at the Shabbos table, you can't talk divrei Torah all the time. Oh. But the question is then that somebody mentioned, I think one of our speakers mentioned, that in Yom Zel Yisrael Oro V'Simcha, right, it says there that it's also for us to speak Divrei Tzorochim, the Gam Divrei Melochim. Right? Yeah? If you can't speak Divrei Tzorochim and you can't speak Divrei Melochim, then you can't speak about that, then you can't, after Divrei Melochim, then you've got a problem speaking about these people as well. So if you're going to speak Lashon Hara during the week, yeah, then you can speak about Divrei Melochim. On Shabbos, so I had a look actually, Art Scroll translates Divrei Melochim as politics. The other Mephoshim tend to translate Divrei Melochim as Milchomois. That you speak about history, you speak about, you know, the battles that are going on and the wars that are going on in Ukraine and other places like that. So that's Divrei Melochim. So those are the things the reason why it says Divrei Melochim, yeah, it's Mimtsoi Chefsechol V'Dabedovo. You can't speak Mimtsoi Chefsechol business, V'Dabedovo. What is the other Dabedovo? So we say the Dabedovo is other Divrei Chol. So why does it say Divrei Melochim? Because it rhymes with Tzorochim. Yeah, because the Python, which was the Ibn Ezra, who wrote that piyut, right? He wrote Divrei Tzorochim. Therefore, he had Af Divrei Melochim. Melochim rhyming with Tzorochim. But Lav Dafka, that it's a... Anyway, Lechatchila maybe on the Shabbos table, if you want to speak Lashon Hara and you want to speak about Goyim, then leave out Divrei Melochim. Find something else to talk about. You have to be inventive. Torreway, Northwest London. Sunday, the first day of Rosh Chodesh, the first day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev, the first day of December, Rav Yosef Shlomo Cohen Shlita, and his subject is Pasha theme. Oh, yesterday's Pasha, this coming Pasha, we'll find out.
Good Chodesh, everyone. We'll try and shed a bit of light on the subject. In the Goyish Welt, old news is Narishkeit. Yeah, imagine sitting on the underground, and there's people sitting in the olden days, this is, before smartphones, and they're all reading their newspapers of a Sunday morning, and there's a guy sitting next to them reading last week's newspaper. Last week's news is old news, is Narishkeit, it's Shnusin. As I guess, about the $11 by Eden, no, you think it's old news. Ein kol chodosh tachas Hashemesh, aber lemalem an Hashemesh, lemalem an Hashemesh, but lemalem an Hashemesh Torah, yesh Yisroin, there's always new. B'chol yoyim yivanecha kadoshim, chol yoyim. So as Reb Yanki mentioned, that before moving on to next week's parasha, a couple of things from yesterday's parasha, with which I was this era, a few gems from the parasha. And every year there are always new things which come up suddenly in the parasha, and I can keep them mentioned for next year, but it's all new, and it's nitzchias always remain new. So the pasuk says, right at the beginning of Parshas Todos, Yitzchak was 40 years old. Pasuk base. V'kachto es Rivka. Who was Rivka? Bas B'soil Harami. Dadan Aram. Whose daughter? Where she came from? Achos Lavan Harami Loileisha. So Rashi read Moira already. We know all that already. All that information, the facts we have about Rivka, where she came from, who her father was, who her brother was, we know all about it. So why is it again? So Rashi Adova Moira. So Rashi. No. Lahagit Shvacha. This comes to tell us her praise. So it's a bas Rasha, a chos Rasha, a shiny yichus, and mekoyim anshe Rasha, but a long dumma maseim. That's the shvach, the praise of Rivka. So I ask Rabbi Yisai, is there nothing nicer and better to say about Rivka? The whole of last week's parasha was how Eliezer put her to this great test to prove that she was fitting and worthy to enter Avraham Avinu's house. The chesed that she passed the test with flying colors. The chorah, that's the greatest shvach. Mishnah does. The Rashi deposit tells us when Yitzchak brought her to her Eila Sora Imoy, what happened? Amazing. The Nisim happened that the Neri came back, the Onam came back, the Bracha which was there. Mamish Nisim. Can't there be anything greater than that? The Torah tells us she was worthy to step into Sora's shoes, and the same Nisim happened. So why do we have to say that, you know, son, you know what? Hagit Shvacha, I'm now going to tell you the praise of Rivka. So praise. She came from this place, and this was the father. This is why we learned about Hashem. Is nothing more positive than that to say? Yeah. What's after Rabbi Yisrael? Good Shaila.
Yeah.
That was what was bothering me. Elamai, Elamai. But that was on Hamosu the Gevor. The Malamai, the Pshat is there is no greater praise than that. The power of the influence of the Ashpa'as Hasviva is such the challenge of being able to stand up against the influence of the mishpacha and the environment and the sviva is so strong, so powerful. The Rivka who managed to emerge with the emunah and the kedusha and the tara intact, there's no greater shvach than that. To stand up and become out the Rivka she came is greater than all the nisim that happened. Wonderful nisim happened, very some stowed upon her, the nisim of the neir and the oil. Oh, but the fact that she managed that, does it have a shvacha? It's still congrats for a shvach with them. And that's why the pasuk is telling us this here. To tell us the minor, in this case, is the sur mirah, that she managed to withstand all the pressures of the surrounding environment. Kal v'chomer, when a person surrounds himself, and that's the limit here, a person has a chiyuv to surround himself with positive influences, to be in a mokim torah, a mokim tefillah, like this, where people can say the field of amkeit, feel the shtarkeit. That is an imperative for people to do that. And the Rambam, in Parak Shishi Melchus Mada, famous words, Rambam says, Derech b'riyos yishal adam. It's the natural way of a person. Yos nimshach, to be pulled, b'dei oisov, with his views, over ma'isov, and his actions, achareo v'chaveiro. Manoeg, automatically, he acts, k'minag anshim edin osay. Leficha, tzorich adam l'schabe l'tzadikim. A person must connect himself, tzadikim, b'leishev etzal chachomim, tomid, d'shihim adum ma'aseim. Keep away from the power of the influence of the sviva is such that the Rambam says the only thing a person can do if he lives in such a place, get out of there. Go live in the midbar, says the Rambam. Because the danger of being affected, you know, the danger of being by the social pressures of those around us, automatically, whether we like it or not, we're going to be swayed and pulled off and act like that. And Rivka Imenu came out that way. Hagit Shvacha. Niflam Oy. There she was, growing up in the Sviva of Anche Resha, where the father, dad of Rosha, and the brother of Rosha. But a long time I say, this is that out. That's the greatest thing. And the positive side of things, I say, is the Chizuk, that if she managed to fight against this formidable force that there was of living in such a place and coming out the way she did, there's no greater less than that. Gewaldig. That's the limit which I took out from this pasuk. The chizuk we have to have, watch out, be careful where you are, where you're hanging out, who you've got to do with. Okay, the social pressure should be positive ones. If you belong to a shia and you don't come one morning, then the pressure's on. Hey, where were you? Where were you? You feel the social pressure. I've got to go. I've got to be in Tavlin on time because everyone else does or otherwise, and therefore I don't want to be seen as the misfit. Good social pressures are the right thing. Negative ones, chas v'shalom, keep away from.
So this is because
the very good, Frank say good. Does that kasha? Does that kasha? But yeah, for the next rush, yeah. Vice says tefillah is different. But still, to bring out the shvach of Rivka Yemenu, that's the shnei do'ah possible. The hagit shvachah, yeah. As I stayed though. No? So if you think about last week's parasha, then this is what comes up. Yeah. Let me go back to Abyssal. Then Rashi, the next pasuk says, this is still on Parashat Todos, yeah. Vayetza Yitzchok Lashem Lanoich Achishtoi. Yitzchok Damotok Lishbochum, opposite to Rav Ki Akoro, he Vaye Oselo Hashem, Vatahar Rivka Ishtoi. So Rashi says, Vayetza Ribal Hashem, and Vaye Oser, he Davon, Lishbochum, listen. Says Rashi, Nispatzer, this is Loshen Vayifzar Bom Oid, find in the pot, where Yifzar is the Loshen to beg. So Nispatzer mean, his reaction was giving into the begging. Vernispayes, and he was pacified. Vernispateloi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was persuaded and pacified and gave into the begging. Shtak Lishonis. Why does Rashi bring out this so much, this way? Oseh, Vayeta was such a strong tefillah. And Rashi describes it in three different ways, each word describing the fact that Baruch Hu Kaviyohu was pacified by that. So, Chaim Zonnefeld, Chaim Nevracha, famously said that Pshat HaZoi, we know that Avraham Avinu died 5 years early. 5 years early, because Esav Yotzer L'Tal B'Sro. When he was 15 years old, off he went. He left it and he went off. That's Esav. So Avraham had to die 5 years earlier. So had Yaakov and Esav been born 5 years later, then Avraham could have lived his full term. Could have lived his full term. So we're taking away 5 years off Avraham's life. You need to daven very, very stark for that. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyochel, had to be pushed, persuaded, pacified, in order to lessen Avraham Avinu's life because of Yaakov and Yitzchak and Rivka's tefillah. That's why the Vayet Aloi was a very stark in Spatzim and Spice, and Spatzim had to be persuaded in such a way. And Chaim Zonnefeld said this word, said that the gematria of Vaye Oseloi Hashem is Chomesh Shonim, exactly. Gematria is 5 years. You knew that, Rishimon? You knew that? 748 is the exact gematria. And Baron Kotler, when he heard that, he said, because it's Ruach HaKodesh. Azag gematria, Muzan Ruach HaKodesh. Vaye Oseloi Hashem is Chomesh Shonim, exactly 5 years. But I want to serve him a different thing. Now, very interesting, the word Vayetar and Vayosar has got the same root. Right? Now normally, they're not talking about opposites here, surely. Yeah, we're talking about Vayetar means to ask for something, and Vayosar means to agree to give something. So you've got a request and answering the request. Yeah? Shaila and Tshuva are completely different words. So how come it's the same root? Vayetar and Vayosar, it's the same root. Yeah? Shaila and Tshuva is a different word completely. Isn't it interesting? The same word. Vayeta vayosa. Same root. So, what is the root of the word vayosa? So the Medrash, Rabbi Yochanan says, that it's a Lashon, oiser is a Lashon ashirus, like the tof and the shir on the schalfois, change over from Lashon for Lashon Kodesh. And there's an oiser, it's a Lashon oisher, meaning he piled on the tefillah to a great extent. It's a Lashon Ribui, as Rashi says. It's a Lashon Ribui. Rashi quotes that. The Lashon Vayetar is Kol Lashon Osar, Lashon Havtzor of Ribuihu. A lot, very much, very powerful, very strong, to a great amount. Rish Lakish says, this the Gemara says in Sukkah, it's Lashon Eser is a tool, a pitchfork, which turns over the grain of the Tvur. The farmer turns over the grain to do whatever it is to do to remove the chaff from the grain. So Loshon Eser. So Hofach Esak Zera, he turned over the Zera ke Eser. That's the Loshon Eser. So Vayetar Loi Hashem is a Loshon Ribui. So Rashi, when Rashi brings this pasuk and he brings the pasukim, he says like this: Kol Loshon Eser Loshon Haftzora VeRibuihu. Rashi quotes pasukim. Nothing to do with tefillah. Nothing to do with tefillah. Vasar ananak Torahs means there was a great amount of the smoke of the Torahs. Marbim the Oshan. Different words where we find the Loshan, Eser, referring to a ribui, a large amount, adding on a lot. In other words, what we're seeing is that the koyach of the tefillah of Yitzchak was the fact that he davened again and again and again. He never stopped. He piled on the tefillahs to a great degree. And when we have that, when we have the Koach of Tefillah coming again and again, there's a midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give into that Tefillah. When Tefillah comes with a great powerful amount, then in the same way as Vayitzar means he begged, and Nispatzer means he gave into the begging, and persuade, and he was persuaded, and he pacified, and he was pacified. The same thing, the Lashon is the same word. When there's a huge amount of Tefillah, then automatically HaKadosh Baruch Hu capitulates to that Tefillah. It's a middah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to Kaviyochel give in. He's overwhelmed Kaviyochel by the amount of Tefillah. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vegestalt, he set up the world in that way. There's a middah, there's a Gezerah Ro, which there was a Gezerah, and the Tzadikim turn over, like the Midrash says, the Mahapach, they turn over the Gezerah Ro L'Tovah. That's the Koach of the Tefillah, never ending, again and again and again, keeping it up. As the Gemara says, keeping out Tefillah once, im odom ispallah v'leinena, yachzvim ispallah, the Gemara in Baruch HaSafran based. Kavei al Hashem, chazak v'yam shnebecha v'kavei al Hashem. You weren't answered, daven again. So I saw Gemara the Gemara, people make a mistake and they think, I davened already. I davened already, it didn't work. Imagine a person who he buys a lottery ticket. Yeah, so I bought a lottery ticket, didn't work. Next week, try again maybe, buy another lottery ticket. Third time, knock a lottery ticket. One's nothing to do with the other. So I say, what? I tried already a few times. It didn't work. Nothing will be. It might work. Might work. Shot in the dark. Might work. Might not work. But tell a person, yeah, that's one side of the motion. Now tell a person, he's weighing, let's say, a piece of meat. Weighing something on the scales. So he puts on one weight. Doesn't go down. Puts another weight. Doesn't go down. Another weight. Then, nah, don't bother putting no more. No, it didn't work till now. It won't work. Head and muscle. It didn't work till now. You're not going to weigh it down. Shoita. What do you mean? Of course it's going to work eventually. Eventually you're going to have the right weight to be able to weigh that thing down. So the more you do, the closer you are, eventually you'll definitely get there. That's Tefillah. Tefillah is pshat. The Rebbeinu wants the ribui Tefillah. V'schan al Hashem, V'shem ben adavna 550 times. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have said Rav Loch, it would have been answered. So that's the muscle. You're going to get there eventually. We just don't know how much Tefillah HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. The more you put on, the closer you are to the goal. Eventually you'll get there. Therefore, in this case as well, Vaye Osel Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave in to the Ribui Tefillah, the same word. Osar is Meloshon Nashiru, it's Meloshon Lot. Very strong Tefillah, again and again and again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nene, gave in to this Ribui Tefillah. It's the same word. Like when you say, he tried to pacify him and he was pacified. He was Mephais, Vinis, Bayis. Exactly the same thing here. Was the Ashirus, the amount of filler, the sheer weight and amount of filler caused HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel, because that's the middle of Anhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give in to the filler of Yitzchak. The more we daven, the more, there's never, 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 ever give up. The more we daven, the better. By the Raftura Pashat Vayera, with the Isha Achas, when she came to Elisha, Tzokel Elisha Leimor. Yeah, at the beginning of the Haftorah Pashat Vayera, she came crying to Elisha because the children had been captured and she wanted them to be saved. So Chazal say, the Radak brings it, Tzohako is communion Tzohako, 265 tefillahs. So Moshom Shavdon Zuchan Rocha used to say, she came once, twice, three times, four times, five times. Hashem Dawit came to Elisha 265 times, again and again and again until she was answered. Till Elisha said, "My yiftoch b'avoyis, bring the shemen," and the nest happened. Till then, it couldn't have happened. That was that amount of was necessary to get through. Once you get to that amber, then the tefillah is answered. Till then, never give up. Yitzchak Rivka didn't give up. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not said Rav Loch, what did Chazal say? If not that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be created Lazian. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to say enough. Stop, Rav Loch. I'll place the tabela ibadah vazeh. Stop there, because I'm going to have to give in otherwise. And therefore, when we're not told to stop, adarabba, never give up. The more times you daven, the more you're sure to be answered.
Sometimes you have tefillin sessions.
Pardon?
Sometimes you have tefillin sessions for a sick person.
Chenish.
Sometimes you have tefillin sessions.
Yes.
For a sick person.
Yes.
And thousands of people daven. And thousands of people daven.
Yeah.
The person remains sick.
Yeah. We don't know the Rebbeinu of Cheshbonos, but one thing we do know, we've got to continue davening. Maybe there's an amount of davening which we need, and we get there. Yeah, she could have said this Isha Achim Shev Ramim could have said, I've davened already 100 times, 150 times, 250 times, 250 times. No, it's still not there yet. It's like the weight. You put on a bit more, you're going to get there eventually, you must do. Yeah, you don't say, I've tried already, put on this weight, it hasn't worked, I'm giving up. Narish guy. So the more twillis there are, the more chance there is that be answered. Avada, you're right. Well, we've come today now, we've got to try our maths. And that's why the word vayeoser is the same as the word vayetar. Because vayetar means ribu tefillah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives in to ribu tefillah. That's the word here.
You could say that there were the two. That means the vayetar is the ribu tefillah.
Yes.
Vayeoser is Rabbi Shimon turned the matzav upside down.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the, no, that they're not both the same root.
They're not the same root.
One is vayetar, yeah. Short of Losh Natirov.
Right.
And
yeah.
One is eser.
Right.
The Rabbi Shimon is Hoifech.
Yeah, but what?
That's what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm saying both.
You're saying it's the same root.
Both Rabbi Yochanan and Rosh Lakish, one says Loshen Oishah, and one says the Gemara and Sukkah, and then the two places in Shas says Loshen Esser, turning right. Over.
Yeah.
But I'm asking, that's good for the Kasha. Well, why does the Gemara have to turn over? You're asking for a tefillah. The Gemara answers. Vaistois, there is a Gzera, a Midas Adin in place, which you're not supposed to be answered, and the Riboy tefillah helps to turn it over.
I'm saying that Vayeta is Rabbi Yochanan and Vayeoser is Rosh Lakish.
No, but they're both going on. Both going on by Yosef. Both going not by Yosef.
Both going by
Yosef. Definitely, yeah. Both going by Yosef. What's by Yosef Hashem? Yeah.
But the Rambam on the other hand, turned
by Sodom,
and
the Rambam
didn't say
Avlochen.
He still didn't answer.
Right.
Sometimes Avishat doesn't seem though enough. He just doesn't answer. Doesn't give in.
Avraham Avinu Mitzidoy came back the next day and continued davening. He came back the next day and continued davening. He didn't give up. Avraham Avinu. Because that's not how come. But he have told me, don't know. We've got to try our best. We've got to try and have more. Yeah. Yeah. So that's moving on to Pashas Vayetze. Okay. Vayetze. Vayetze. I'm going to show you the Charona. So there's a few Gishmak the Kudus here. Vayetze. I'm going to show you. Vayelech Charono. Why doesn't it say Vayetze Yaakov Bershava Lacharon? Vayetze Yaakov Bershava Lacharon. He came up from Bershava to Charon. Vayetze means he went out to Le Charon. Why the extra loshen? So behind the loshen, because I'm married to Kavat was, yeah. Who? Sirashi. Yeah, Sirashi. Going out makes an impression. Therefore, it says that's why Rashi types says that loshen. Rashi is going on that, yeah. Rashi says that's why. Rashi is only saying why it says it's tzia. Yeah, Rashi is only saying why it says tzia. Okay, vayel charono yotzol leleches lecharon. Rashi says it doesn't really answer the question. Yotzol leleches lecharon. A what? Kol.
That's also true. Lecharon, lecharon.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
The question is why does it say vayel?
Yeah, the whole Vayelech is not necessary. The whole Vayelech. Vayelech, yeah. Kashas Vayelech. Yeah, Kashas Vayelech. Why it says Vayelech, yeah. So, Chaim Elosha said that the Gaon told him that when a person goes on a journey, not of Katzadik, then the Malach which accompanies the person, the shame of the Malach, is Yud Vav Heichof. Yud Vav Heichav. That's the shame of the Malach. Yeah, Malachim have got names with letters attached. Yeah, not the Havdal PhD after the name, but that's the name of that. And the Medrash here, the beginning of the first. Right, the first Medrash says, "Vayesiyak Vayelech Harano Hado Tchsev Et Tanchuma Hado Tchsev Ki Malacha V'Yitzav Elach Rishmocha B'Chol Derachecha Ki Malacha V'Yitzav Elach Rishmocha B'Chol." What's special about that pasuk? Why that pasuk though? Look at the pasuk. The Soif Tevis of Ki Malachov Yitzaveloch, Ki Malachov Yitzaveloch is Yud Vav Heichav. The Soif Tevis are the name of the Malach. Yeah. Now look at the pasuk Niflam Oid. Vayelech Charono. As we said, the word is extra. Which letters are extra here? Which letters are extra? Not the Lamed, because it would have said Lacharon. But you've got the Vav, Yud, Chav, and Hey, which are extra. Vayelech Charono. It could have said Mibir Shava Lacharon. So the Lamed would have to be. But the Vav, Yud, Chof, Hey are oises which are extra. The Torah derangus him here, that the Yaakov Avinu meant accompanied by this Yud, Vav, Chof, Hey, as the Medrash says, Ki malocha v'tzav alocha v'shmo v'lucha v'checha. That's the pasuk. Yeah? That's the beginning of the pasuk here.
Yud, Vav, Hey.
Yeah? Yud Vav Nun, that's the end of the Sefer Teilis. Very difficult. Pshat and Pasuk, the extra word. We're going to some Pshat and Pasuk. So Yaakov had a dream. V'roishav Magiyashav, v'hine malache elikim oylim v'yoredim boy. Malachim going up and down. So Rashi read the Ma'ira, that angels reside in heaven, in Shemayim. And therefore it should have been yoredim, anachtim oylim. So Rashi says, the Malachim of Chutz La'aretz, who had the company until there, went up. And Malachim from Shemayim, from Eretz Yisrael, came down to greet him. Zodok Rashi. Abisodah Atayra Vot, which every year we say over B'siyatim Shemayim, my favorite vot in the Parsha. What's oylim v'yoredim? You come into shul, yeah? You come to shul, so you say, you go up to Mizrach, yeah? You go, Chush V'Yidin and the Mizrach. And the others sit in Maariv, depending on their status and their level, yeah? Why do you go up to Mizrach? Sometimes the shul is floating down, like it's floating down like Mugs, it's floating down, you still go up to Mizrach. Why do you go up to Mizrach? You go up to Mizrach because the Aron Kodesh is in Mizrach, that's why. And Aron Kodesh is the most holy thing that we have, the most valuable thing we have in the Sifra Torah. So you go up to the Sifra Torah. Now, if the Aron Kodesh had moved to Maariv or to Tzofen, then you wouldn't go up to Mizrach. Mechtesa, you'd come into Shul, Mizrach, you turn left and go, you put the Chosh V'Yin next to Aron Kodesh, yeah? Pashtazoy. You'd go up to wherever it is. Why? Because we understand that you go up to Kedusha. You go up to Mailis in Ruchnis. Aliyah, Malin Makodesh. Ve'en Yirin. Malin Makodesh in Yirin. Yeah? Now, Pasuk says, Ve'hine Hashem Nitzov Olav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kavyochol, the Shechinah was concentrated with Tzumtzum on Yaakov Avinu. V'hine Hashem Nitzav Olav. And Kadosh Baruch Hu came to him. Yeah? So the Malachim in Shemayim asked them, where's the Shechinah? Ayem Kohen Kavoidai. It's down there on Yaakov Avinu. And therefore, Oylim V'yoredim does not mean geographically up and down, that we understand it, to go up and to go down. Watch this. Ichzog, the Malachim, from Shemayim, you're going to the Shechinah, you're going up. From the Shemayim, they went up to Yaakov Avinu and went back down away from the Shechinah. Yeah, Rabbi Yisrael? Because you can view up and down in the Gashmistic sense, this is up and that's down. But if you're going towards Ruchnius, then it doesn't make a difference. You're going up. Coming from heaven down to this world, if the Shechinah is here, then you're going up. Malach Elikim, my mother came from Shemayim. And they went up to Yaakov Avinu, and Yoredim went back this way, yeah? Back down to Shemayim, because we're going to Ruchnis and you're going up. And that's why it's Malach Elikim, Oylim, Yoredim Poi. So when you hear about someone who's gone up in the world, oh, he's gone up in the world, he's gone up in the world, because he's upgraded his car from a Mini to a Lexus, and moving into a bigger house, and he's busy now, very busy with all sorts of things. Hold on. Is he davening better? Is he learning more? Is he giving more tzedakah? He hasn't gone up in the world, he's gone down in the world. He's gone down in the world, because he's moved away from Ruchnius, from his tachlis ba'olam, but in this world, he's gone down. And when you hear about a person, sometimes he downsizes. Why is he downsizes? Show him, he's decided already, he's retiring early, and he's getting an anime, and davening more. In Chalamis, he has to downsize in many ways. He's not downsizing, he's not going down, he's gone up. He's gone up in the world. Because if I can't, now he's gone more towards Ruchnis, more towards Kedusha. Hey, he's going up, not down in the world. Oylim v'yoredim boy, that's the world. Always think about, where am I going? Am I going up? Am I going down? That's here, that's what the Pasuk tells us this point, to define clearly, get your focus right. It's oylim v'yoredim, it's got to be oylim. You know, in the fighter jets, which they have in the armies, the very powerful fighter jets, they go faster than the speed of sound, and they go altitudes of mamish miles high. So sometimes it happens, and it's happened ever, that the pilots lose their sense of direction. They get vertigo, and they don't know if they're going up and down, is the plane this way, is the plane that way, because sometimes the planes flip over, and they lose it completely. And rather than being terrible accidents happen, when they think they're going up, and they're going down, and then, you know, so what do they have? So they have an instrument in the cockpit, which shows clearly the altitude. It's going up, it goes 5,000 feet, 6,000 feet, 7,000, 8,000, 10,000 feet, and it's going down. So this pilot, sometimes in the matzav, where they're confused, or they get vertigo, and they think, I'm going up, but the instrument tells them very clearly, it says 10,000, 9,000, 8,000, 7,000, hey chap, you better turn around quickly, because otherwise you're going to smash into the ground. Yeah. So they need this instrument. So same thing, in order for you to be able to be properly focused and making sure that he's going up and not down. Without, you have to be like we said before, you have to be schaber on the right people. You've got to be close to chachomim, close to tzaddikim, and a mokum Torah, and a mokum tefillah, and make sure a person comes to Shurim and takes part in that. Then he is guaranteed that even if he thinks, sometimes we can get confused. Am I going up or down? Is this derech? Up? Is it down? Find out. Make sure you've got the right equipment, you're surrounded by the right people, and that way you'll know for sure, rely on them. Can solve mitochum. These people, these pilots, their sense of direction tells them clearly, I'm going up. And they've got to defy that, and go against what the seichel is telling them, and follow the equipment. But I'm sure I'm going up. No, you're not, Sonny. You're going down. You better change quickly. And that equipment shows you. So the same thing. Sometimes you've got to have a rov, a moira derech, somebody who tells you, you know, that you're not going up, you're going down. Yeah, no, I'm sure I'm going up. What do you mean? I'm in the right area, I'm the right thing. Then you've got to defy your own instincts and listen to Das Torah and know that sometimes you might think you're going up, but it's not. That's the limit of this Olim v'Yodim body. The reason is that sometimes what you think is an aliyah might not be the case. Yeah, that's the limit of the Olim v'Yodim body. Then Yaakov carries on. Gewaltige promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yaakov Avin. So Yaakov says, he made a neder. Vayida Yaakov neder name, he made a moedik and neder. And he said, Imiyadikim mimodi, Shmoch will be with me. Ushmorani, he will guard me by the Chazay Hashem, Yechay Lechem. Venosan din lechem lechem, Vagalim Bais. Vishabti Vishon Mabais. Ovi, I will return safely, Vahoyo Hashem, Li Lerikim. Then he was covered on himself, says Rashi in Midas Adin. Which word is the odd one out? So Rashi says, Vishavti, I will return. So Ravti, Shavti, like Rav Shmuel said to me, Vashi Vaisicha, every word matches the promise that he got. Yeah? So Rashi, Sholoim Menachet. Sholoim Menachet. I will return complete without sin. I'll be zochah to return. And the obvious question is, that Rav Shmuel said to him, Vashi Vaisicha, I will guard you and I will return you to this land. So why can't we say? It means I'll return to the land. Why do Rashi have to change? Vishavti is going on Sholem Menachet. Why don't he say it means I will return healthy and whole where in Gashmias? First of all, why do Rashi change Sholem Menachet? In the famous Maish of the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi once was in, I think it was in Minsk or Pinsk, one of these places, and his Talmidim came to visit him. So there was one Talmid there, and he turned around to the Talmid and he said to him, Vos machstu? What are you doing? So the Talmud said, oh, he's very happy, the Rebbe's asking him. So he said, I've gone into business, I import and export sugar, and Baruch Hashem, the prices go up, prices go down. Right. Listen to him. 5 minutes later, he turned around to him again, after speaking to the others, and said, what are you doing, what's machzu? He was a bit surprised, because he just told the Rebbe 5 minutes ago. He said again, I'm in the sugar business, I import and I export. Right. 10 minutes later, again, he turns around to him and said to him, again, what's machzu, what are you doing? So he's Rebbe, Chabach Shem gesagt, I told you already what I'm doing. He says, no, you misunderstood. You misunderstood. He says, there are two things that happen in this world. Two things that happen. There's Maisei Adam, what we do, and Maisei Hashem. Because I'll say, Hakol Bidei Shamayim, everything that happens is Bidei Shamayim, Chos Mi Yerah Shamayim. Everything that happens in the world is guided and controlled and directed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Besides, for the Yerush, our own Yerush Shemaim is our business, and that's all we can do and all we have to do. Leave the rest to Hashem. When I asked you what you are doing, you told me what Hashem's doing. I wanted to know what you are doing. You should have told me what you're learning, what you're davening, how's your Yiddishkeit, how's your Diktika Mitzvahs. You didn't get the message. So I had to ask you again. Again, you didn't understand. Again, he told me, ask you what you're doing. You tell me what Hashem's doing. I didn't ask you that. I asked you what you are doing. That's what you should have asked me. Third time, I have to explain you. So the Beis HaLevi, that's what's in the Pasuk here. The Pasuk says, Imi Olechim Imodi, Ushmorani, he will guard me. That means he will look after me. Venosani, he will give me. Then it says, Veshavti, and I will return. It should have said, Veheshivani. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Vahashiv Voisicho, I will return you. He should have said, Veheshivani, he will return me. That would have meant, equal to Vahashiv Voisicho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure you come back safely. Yaakov said, "Veshavti, I will come back." It means something which I will do. That must mean Hakol b'dei Shemayim, chus b'Yerushalayim. That means Yerushalayim. Meili taishes veshavti shalom menachet. That's how Rashi knew the difference in the word. It must mean shalom menachet and not Hakadosh Baruch Hu will bring me back. Thus is the limud for this one word, said the Beis Halevi, and that's why he told his Talmid, bringing a raya from this pasuk to that. Fine, I think we've reached the time. A good chodesh to everyone.
Ki malach yitzav, what's the fourth word?
Sorry?
Ki malach yitzav.
Ki malach of yitzav elah.
Is it in the bottom?
Yes.
And the other one was the gematria, wasn't it? Gematria, the Chomeshonim. It was all, which one?
Thank you.
What was the word?
748 is the exact gematria of Vayeh Osa Hashem and Chomeshonim. Because it was 5 years. Chomeshonim. Gematria of Chomeshonim, 748.
With Vayesa.
No, Vayeh Osa Hashem is 748, and Chomeshonim is 748.
Yeah.
Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave, conceded those 5 years, which wasn't an easy thing.
How are you?
Big Maxi, how are you?
Good. Very nice, yeah.
Thank you.
Obviously. I've heard you give that ball for all of you. Exactly the same. I'm not going to say that. 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 I'm not going to